You're listening to SBS News.
US employers have added a substantial 4.8 million jobs in June, and the unemployment rate fell to 11.1% as the job market improved for the second straight month following the onslaught of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the American economy remains far short of regaining the colossal losses it suffered in the spring during the coronavirus outbreak. US Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says the latest jobs report should not be a victory to be celebrated by President Donald Trump while the coronavirus pandemic is on the rise.
There's no victory to be celebrated. We should hope, but there's no victory to be celebrated. We're still down nearly 15 million jobs, and the pandemic is getting worse, not better. It doesn't have to. Millions of Americans are still out of work, wondering when or if their job will come back, or worried about how to pay the bills in the meantime. Trump wants to declare his health crisis over and unemployment solved. Unfortunately, he's deadly wrong on both fronts.
In Britain, Education Secretary Gavin Williamson has announced plans for getting all pupils back to school. The announcement came on the same day schools in Leicester closed as part of the city's lockdown extension. Schools in England have been told to keep children in class or year-sized bubbles and avoid creating busy corridors when all pupils return in an effort to limit the spread of the virus. He said he was expecting all children to attend school from September.
From September, attendance will once again be mandatory, and no child should be out of school unless it has been agreed. This will be crucial if we are to minimise the effect of this pandemic on every child's long-term educational development.
The British government has already announced a £1 billion COVID catch-up package to help children make up lost ground. The World Health Organization's chief scientist says a test for all humanity is looming as researchers and pharmaceutical companies develop drugs and vaccines to combat the coronavirus in the coming months. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan says global solidarity is important, noting that the United States has bought up the world stocks of remdesivir, an antiviral drug which helps recovery from COVID-19. She noted that publications from China, however, did not show any benefit from the drug and that its efficacy remains unclear. She says 17 possible vaccines have moved on to a second phase of testing, and a vaccine produced at the University of Oxford has moved into phase 3 of clinical trials. Dr. Swaminathan says the last 6 months have been extraordinary.
Today it seems incredible that it's just 6 months ago that we actually learnt about this cluster of cases of pneumonia originating in Wuhan. And none of us could have, I think, imagined when we woke up on the 1st of January, that 6 months along, this is where we're going to be grappling with this pandemic. We've learned a lot.
In Europe, Germany has assumed the six-month rotating presidency of the EU Council. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says time is of the essence as the bloc's 27 member states plot their recovery from the economic and social impact of the pandemic.
Jeder weiß, dass die Antwort
Everybody knows that the answer to this truly unprecedented crisis must also be an answer that is knitted in such a way that it is powerful, that it really makes a difference. Everyone knows that time is of the essence. Because we all know security for financial opportunities also gives us a good psychology for economic development.
Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission's president, says every day counts.
So it's a huge time pressure, but it is the crisis that sets the pace. Every day we lose, we will be seeing people losing their jobs, companies going bust, the weakening of our economies. So every single day counts, and therefore we accept this time pressure.
The African Union has warned the coronavirus is having a devastating effect on Africa's tourism industry. Amani Abu Zaid is the Commissioner of Infrastructure of the African Union, and she told the BBC more than $50 billion in revenue was lost to the continent in just 3 months, and some airlines may not survive.
Almost 10% of the GDP of Africa comes from tourism, but also we have 24 million Africans, which means 24 million African families whose livelihood is linked to travel and tourism. We're talking here about almost $55 billion lost in 3 months.
The Japanese capital, Tokyo, has confirmed 107 new cases of the coronavirus, the highest since early May, raising concerns about a possible resurgence of the disease just as businesses return to normal. Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike says many of the recent infections involved people in their 20s and 30s and were linked to nightlife establishments.
Today's number of positive cases is 107 people. Under the state of emergency, on May the 2nd there were 154 people, but it exceeded 100 people for the first time in 2 months. Regarding the breakdown, young people in their 20s and 30s are also increasing. I would especially like to ask Tokyo citizens to refrain from going out to nightlife areas and in bustling districts. We ask for special attention to nightlife areas like the Shinjuku area and the Ikebukuro area.
Japan lifted a 7-week pandemic state of emergency in late May. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.